all spread your wings, close your eyes, let your love flow, come inside, spread your wings, and close your eyes, let your love flow.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Aroo! Welcome to the land of the living, the giving, the still standing, and the undemanding. Welcome to the rain and the wind, the been there and back again. Welcome to the portals and exits, the unchanged, the not messed with. Welcome to nothing and something that rhymes with pistachio. And now I think we're ready to go. So tally-ho! Once more into the breach, my friends. The dog poet is hovering above the east coast of America tonight and hearing tales about HAARP and government operations as if nothing happens these days that the bad boys aren't behind. I still think God's in control of everything, so I must be some kind of dinosaur. The more time that passes, the more things I experience, the more I feel like God is in control of everything, and I mean everything. You believe what you want to believe, and I'll believe what I want to believe, and that's what makes the free enterprise system so great. Or am I talking about Keynesian metaphysics? Yes, life is an old dog and pony show. One can't learn any tricks, and the other one only has one trick, and the people in the audience think they're seeing it for the first time, which is why they wind up turning tricks for that soon-to-be-long-missing Yankee dollar. What are we going to do? Well, I don't know. How about you? Hey, Joe, you got gum? I hate to get off the subject, but since I have yet to get on the subject, I suspect it's okay. What do we talk about tonight? Do we talk about the world? The world is talking about itself 29 hours a day already. If we start talking about the world, too, then we will have cacophony, which, ironically, is what we do have. We can talk about ourselves, but that can't possibly fill 15 minutes unless we talk about our masked self, because our real self sits in a well of silence and does nothing but shimmer and shine. We could talk about God, but I don't see any point in showing you how wide my ignorance is. I'd love to talk about Japanese bonsai cultivation or succulents, which are a couple of my favorite things, or Game of Thrones, and how glad I am that Peter Dinklage is getting some real work because he's one of my favorite actors, but that won't take long enough either. Although I probably could fill the time talking about bonsais and succulents, but then it wouldn't take 15 minutes to bore most of you. 15 minutes and counting, folks. Seek God. That's all I have to say, and now I'll have to find a whole lot of ways to say the same thing over and over. It's all I care about, although God will tell you that I have a strange way of showing it sometimes, like all of us, Pilgrim, like all of us. God's like something I saw in a commercial for once. A little bit goes a long way, and something like Brill Cream, because a little dab will do you. You're here for your whole life, and that's on the meter. Trust me, the meter is running, and what have you got? Church on Sunday, way to go. I'll bet God's impressed with that. God likes and dislikes all the same things you do. How convenient. God's like something on the back shelf of the closet, like your father's commemorative revolver. The only time he took it out was when he was thinking of shooting himself because he couldn't understand why he was so unhappy. But in the end, the thought of you kept him keeping on, and this is how we repay him. It amazes me how people want their kids to grow up to be lawyers and doctors and businessmen. They want them to be successful. They want them to be someone who has a license to steal, or someone who does more harm than good, or someone who wants to make money as the point of their existence. Wait a minute. They all want to make money as the point of their existence. And what happens when their existence comes to an end? Whoops. Sayonara. I can see St. Peter at the gates of heaven now. I can see the lawyers, doctors, and businessmen reaching in their pockets, asking how much does it cost to get in, but wait, they don't have pockets. Ah! Sorry about that. I went to school to learn massage and shiatsu. The reason I did it was because through my life, I kept running into people who were complaining about back pains, shoulder pains, and other pains, and I always wished there was something I could do. So during one of the times when my life crashed or exploded or fell apart, take your pick, I went to school and learned it, and I had the gift, as it turned out. And since then, I continue to run into people with back problems and so on, and what do you know? I could fix them. The doctors couldn't do anything. Doctors often offer to cut them open. The doctors wanted to do the kinds of things that make lawyers and businessmen rich, because it's a vicious circle jerk. Now, I'm not here to trump my body manipulation expertise. God gave me that, and he can take it away in a minute. It's a funny thing. Now I'm in Europe, and my language skills are not the best, and people are in better shape anyway. I'm amazed at the kind of shape Europeans are in. Sometimes I'm climbing a mountain in the Austrian Alps or somewhere, and when I get to the top, there's some 80-year-old guy in lederhosen and skis waiting to come back down the trail I was on that he just climbed up so he could ski down. Everyone's on a bicycle here, and whenever we're taking the dogs for a walk in the Black Forest, there are people hiking. I'm talking about old people. I meet British people, especially in Italy, and they usually have back problems. Like, British people don't want you to touch them, though. Maybe they think it's gay or something. I don't know. Like, Germans, they think pain is something you wear to show your stoicism. I don't know. Meanwhile, we have a tenant in the downstairs apartment. She developed a pain in her hand, and it was so bad, Suzanne told her she should see me. So I worked on her, and the next day when she went to work, her boss said, "What happened to you?" She asked why, and he said, "Well, you're all lit up." So she told him about me, and he said to tell me that he wanted a session too, whatever it costs. He works for the Anthroposophist Society, founded by Rudolf Steiner, and it's one of the richest organizations over here. I told Suzanne if I worked on this lady that it was going to bring people to my door, and I didn't know if I wanted that. But I was feeling like it was something I should do, and now I have people coming to my door. Why am I telling you about this? Is this so that you'll come over here and see me for a shiatsu treatment? Or maybe we can do it over the phone or through the mail. Maybe you can send me some money and I can make a psychic visit. That's not why I'm mentioning this. I'm telling you this because it's about God, not me. I'm nobody and no one knows that better than me. It's one of the few things I do know. I don't have any money. I don't have any savings and life insurance. I don't have a pension, and I won't be applying for Social Security, though I'm entitled to it at some point. I want nothing from the government, and I want nothing from you. God raised my kundalini because I wanted God more than anything else, and the divine activated the divine in different circles and different locations in my being, and that gave me certain talents, and the opportunity to use those talents means more to me than any amount of retirement financials, because I'm not going to retire ever. And I don't need to be paid, because that's payment enough. And for some crazy, mystical, and inexplicable reason, it works. I have somewhere to stay. I have food to eat. I have the tools of my trade, the company of one of the most beautiful and engaging women in Europe, who could be with anyone, but she's with me. God ripped through my kundalini and gave me exceptional fighting skills, because I was going to need them. And then I didn't need them anymore because possession is 9/10 of the conflict. He gave me the ability to write and make it ring. He gave me the ability to sing and dance and stay up all night no matter what age I am. And that means climbing up mountains too, not to mention smoking roll-up cigarettes. I know where this comes from, and I'm grateful every minute of every day. Do I need money that I won't spend to bet against God to buy life insurance? Do I need money in the bank to bet against God taking care of me? Do I need my mouth on the government tit when I have all those things in the First Bank of God, LTD? No, I do not. And what is the point of my saying this once again? I'm living proof that it works. Yes, tomorrow could all change. Then the doubters can say, see, he was just lucky for a while, but he's not lucky now. But I think I was lucky no matter what happened. Because I know better, and no matter what God does to me, I'm grateful. No matter what, because you see, I've already been through that. God already knocked me down over and over. He came to me one night not long ago, and he said, Visible, you're something else. I put everything in front of you. I messed up your life. I threw you in prison and gave you nothing but bad highway. I'm impressed, but I expected nothing less. Well, that's what it takes. If you think it takes anything less, you're dreaming. God's not impressed on Sunday morning, even if he does show up. God laughs at the lawyers and doctors and businessmen. God laughs at insurance policies and pensions. God laughs at your bank accounts and the Bible. That word of God that was perverted to the ends of those who rule over you still says exactly the same thing, because no matter how it's perverted, some degree of truth remains. Why am I telling you this? Because I want to inspire you. I want you to understand that it takes everything to gain the only thing worth having. Do you have any idea what it's like to be a friend of God? People write me ugly letters, insisting that I live off something else. They send me fundamentalist screeds about the letter and the word of Scripture, as if they were no more than parrots. The word of God is written on the human heart, along with all the holy books in flaming letters, and I wouldn't know this unless I'd experienced it. What do you want, words on paper or words of fire written on the parchment of your own being? What do you want, the living word or words on paper that drone on and on from preachers and pulpits who support the rulers of the world you live in? God is a living, breathing, right now reality, and anything else is what you find in stables and on sidewalks if you're not careful where you step. What makes me more weary than anything else, what has made me take all kinds of drugs and do so many outrageous things, is that only so very few ever hear any of this. You can look directly at them. You can fix problems that they have had for years and tell them why, and they don't get it. You can go into the most dangerous places and do things that no normal person would do and come out the other side and tell them why it is possible, but they just don't hear you. So you have a better plan? You have your degrees and your bank accounts and your fortresses of power? God's going to tear all of them down and render your currency useless, because there is no currency but God's own, which is why it says, in God we trust, or used to. I know you're not all compromised, and I know that many of you who listen to these broadcasts and read these blogs come there for a reason. I know you're looking for the way. It's the simplest thing. All you have to do is include God in your day-to-day life. When you talk to a loved one, you should imagine you're talking to God. When you eat, you should remember that God is your sustenance. When you're at work, you should imagine you're doing it for God. Whatever you are about, it should include the divine, because everything the divine does includes you. This is what people don't get. God separated you only to seek and find you, and God goes the extra mile. God is reaching harder and with more intensity than you. It only takes a little on your part, and then you'll get more strength, and so your strength increases. Then you will get talents, and you will get more than you can imagine. You really have no idea. The green pastures are not a fantasy, nor are there still waters. The valley of the shadow of death is the world in which you presently walk. Goodness and mercy are not an illusion. And I have seen this, and I have seen the presence of my enemies, and they have accomplished what? Nothing. I'm still here, and I'll be here until God says otherwise. Do you think my life is a shipboard cruise? It is anything but. I go through things every day that test me to my limits. Don't imagine that what I've gained spares me from further testing. But I can talk about that now because it's almost over, and never giving up, never quitting, no matter what, has its advantages. God knows now that I won't stop coming. So the divine is going to grant me freedom, and I'll leave the result of that happening or not happening as all the evidence required. What did the divine say? I am with you even unto the ending of the world. I can't reach out over this radio show and shake you and make you see what I'm saying in the first place. I can't make anyone do anything. Maybe you get away with it for a few years or a lifetime, but you don't. I don't know. What am I saying? I only have my voice in these words, and I exhort you to take them to heart. God is waiting, but God doesn't like part-time lovers. If you can just imagine what I said about God being in everyone you are around and talk to and interact with, then, well, then maybe it will be easier for you, because if you take what I'm saying to heart, then God will appear out of them and talk back to you and interact with you. And that's the truth as I know it. When I became really good at fighting, no one ever tried to fight me again. When I became good at anything, there was no opposition to my performance of it. I learned how to get out of the way, and I learned how to bullfight with a scalpel. Go ye therefore and do likewise. Oh, well. I hope this was okay for you all this evening. Because now we've come to the end of another broadcast. And I'll see you next week, if there is one. In the meantime, strive hard, because I can tell you no more than that. It is there to be found if you make it the cardinal effort. Otherwise, half measures avail nothing. That said, Hare Krishna, aloha, and aru!
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.